How about, do you remember milking cows? Did you keep cows?
My father did, and I was a very poor milker, but I remember, and I have done it, but not a good one.
What would you milk into?
We had a milk bucket. We would take the milk, and we'd carry two buckets along. We'd have one to pour milk so much, and then pour it in another bigger bucket.
Oh, okay,
Because it'd be too heavy to hold, because sometimes you couldn't leave it on the ground, because some cows would kick and turn things over.
Was that made out of metal, the bucket?
Yes, it was. It was made out of metal.
Did you have any wooden ones?
Well, there were some wooden ones around. Occasionally we have those, too.
To carry water in?
Yes, ma'am. Oh, I remember the old wooden water bucket.
Now, when the cows, when you were milking them, did you have to talk to them and tell them?
Well, sometimes we'd have to talk to them, tell them to stand still and carry their feet along sometimes, most of the time, so they could be eaten while you were milking.
What'd you say to them to tell them?
Well, we'd be telling them to quit kicking and to be still.
Mm.
That was one of the big words most of the time. Be still.
Do you say anything like saw?
Well, I don't know now because I wasn't too much of a milker and I didn't have too many words for it.
Did you make your own butter?
Yes, we did.
How'd you do that?
Well, we'd gather the cream and get it till we got enough to make some butter. And then we pour some milk in there, and we churn. And there would come your butter. Directly, it would be floating around.
What would you call the milk that sat for a while and got
buttermilk and clabber?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did you eat that?
Yes, ma'am. We eat all until it got too bad. And sometimes, you know, we have to get shelves some.
Did you ever press it out and make any kind of cheese?
No, ma'am. No. I don't know anything about that.
Okay. And how about, let's see. How about a barn? Did you have a barn?
Yes, ma'am. We had a barn.
What was it like on the inside?
Well, it was just a straight building, and we had different places in it to put our corn and, you know, other things that we would store in there.
Did it have a place up in the top to store things?
Well, I don't believe we did have it. Well, on joists, a lot of times they put tools, you know, like holes and rakes and pitchforks and things. Put those in the barn.
But nothing up with it that you put in?
No, ma'am.
Feed or?
No, ma'am. No, ma'am. Not an hour barn.
Okay. Did you have a separate building to put corn in, or?
Well, no. We put the corn in the barn, and then we'd store other things because we were very poor people, and we made ends meet as best we could.
Okay. Did you have a fenced-in area around?
Around, yes, ma'am. The first, before the no-fence law came in, we had to have all our farm fenced in on account of the stock was loose in the woods and things. And if you didn't have a fence around the place,